Climate change is real. It's happening. And most forward-looking projections show serious consequences if we don't act quickly and decisively. Now, there are several proposals and methodologies under consideration to cap greenhouse gas emissions in the effort. And the Ann Arbor Energy Commission has come out with its choice of plans. Good morning. I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. The Ann Arbor Energy Commission has recommended to City Council it endorse the carbon fee and dividend plan as proposed by the Citizens Climate Lobby. That plan winning out over other proposals like cap and trade and carbon taxes. Why is that? Well, let's go right to the source. Our guest this morning is a member of the Ann Arbor Energy Commission. Stephen Raymond was appointed to the commission for a three-year term in 2014 in his day job. Stephen is a PhD candidate in nuclear engineering at the University of Michigan and does extensive research on nuclear energy. Good morning, Stephen, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, why, in your estimation, is the recommendation of the commission to adopt the carbon fee and dividend proposal? Why is that most effective in reducing carbon emissions and slowing climate change?
Well, what we like about the plan, or I should say what I like about the plan anyway, is that it's really an all-in-one solution. We can pass endless laws promoting specific technologies or cutting carbon in various ways, but really putting a price on carbon is one action that really can solve the issue, and it allows other actors aside from the government to then go solving this issue.
How do you put a price on carbon without it being rather arbitrary?
Well, I mean, there are a lot of people who work on this. It's a difficult thing to price, of course, but there's an extensive body of literature out there published by economists and engineers who attempt to put a price on it based on the social cost. In terms of lives, in terms of lost productivity, what it costs our economy and our society. Carbon is expensive for a lot of reasons. In terms of people's health is the big one, really.
So simplistically speaking, what happens is producers of carbon are charged a specific fee. That fee then gets put into an account, which will be then spread out to every user across the country in dividend form, correct?
That's right, and this is one of the key things that seems to make this plan realistic in that it is revenue neutral, so we can expect it's not really a net revenue increase for the government. So we can look at getting both sides of the aisle on board with this plan, we hope.
Does it create more bureaucracy, or does it actually require less than what we have at this point?
Well, in terms of more bureaucracy than what we have now, it possibly does, but if we take as a given that we need to solve climate change, and I think most people would say that we do, it causes less bureaucracy than most of the other solutions out there that people propose, I believe.
Why is this better than the cap-and-trade proposal? Now, we've seen cap-and-trade work with acid rain. That was part of the 1990 Clean Air Act. And as of 2010, it had reduced emissions of sulfur dioxide to 50% of emission levels of 1980. So is that an apples-to-oranges comparison, or is that fair?
Well, cap-and-trade has certainly, I suppose, seen some successes. But there are a lot of loopholes in a lot of the cap-and-trade programs that are promoted out there. The carbon price or the carbon fee and dividend planned here tends to close some of those loopholes and offers a more streamlined solution and probably the more adaptable solution for pricing carbon.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Stephen Raymond. Stephen is a member of the Ann Arbor Energy Commission, which has recommended to City Council it adopt official support for the carbon fee and dividend plan as proposed by the Citizens Climate Lobby. Folks get a little nervous whenever we start saying fees or taxes, and one item of concern is that it may put an unfair burden on low-income families, those who may not be able to pay more upfront in order to get the dividend return on the other side.
That's certainly a concern, of course, and that's what the dividend component seeks to address here. We need to sort of face the fact as a society that carbon is expensive and that the people who are putting carbon in our atmosphere right now are getting to do that for free, and society is paying that burden. So it's time that the burden of paying this cost is shifted to the people who do produce carbon in our atmosphere and encourage good behaviors by shifting to non-carbon producing activities and generating our electricity in clean ways using renewables and nuclear energy rather than fossil fuels.
Because there are different laws and regulations all across the globe, this is a proposal that also seeks to address that by creating incentives for people to get on board.
absolutely, absolutely. When we have the market reflecting the true costs of carbon, people will get on board. Producers of energy will start nuclear and renewable energies will become more attractive. Fossil fuels will become less attractive. Cars, which are more fuel efficient, become more attractive. Even electrical vehicles become more attractive. Fuel efficiency in general becomes a much more attractive argument just when people are looking at their own pocketbooks.
Could this, in fact, start to change the attitudes, behaviors, and policies of countries like China, where they've kind of stuck their nose in the air and say, we're doing it our way?
Well, absolutely. We're going to eventually, to solve climate change, we need the whole the world on board. Right now, nations like China and India are producing about 4 to 6 times as much carbon per GDP as the United States is. As a whole, China does produce more carbon than the United States, although the United States leads in carbon per capita. So it's important that other nations get on board, but the United States really can be the leader in this area.
This is 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking greenhouse gas reductions and the ongoing effort to combat climate change. And our guest is Stephen Raymond, who's a member of the Ann Arbor Energy Commission. Now, to just back up a second, you slid in a word there that probably caught some folks' attention, and that is nuclear energy. Now, you personally would like to see a much greater proliferation of nuclear energy, but I also want to be clear that the Citizens Climate Lobby has neither endorsed or proposed more nuclear energy as a part of its solution. Why do you feel it's so essential?
That as much as we deride climate deniers for not listening to scientists, scientists also tell us that we can't fully solve the problem of climate change with renewables alone, and scientists also tell us that nuclear is safer than most people believe. I, as a nuclear engineer, I became that because I do believe in nuclear power as a solution to climate change. The fact is that we, in addition to solar and wind, we need clean baseload energy out there, and nuclear is the only form of scalable clean baseload that we have. It produces no carbon. It's cheaper than other renewables. So we really do need to adopt it as part of our climate mix. And in fact, the Energy Commission has just recently passed a resolution supporting the relicensure of the Fermi 2 nuclear power plant, which is based
on design ending getting near the end of its life cycle.
Well, it's designed for much longer. Their nuclear power plants are licensed for a 40-year period, but they're designed to last longer than that. And there's a great deal of research, and it's a large several million dollar process to gain a license extension. And the Fermi 2, the Energy Commission believes the Fermi 2 plant has a sterling safety record. They've jumped through all of the hoops and really deserves this 20-year license extension. It's a really It currently provides about 15% of the power that Southeast Michigan uses, and it provides all that power carbon-free. And we're trying to build more renewables, we want those renewables to displace fossil fuels, not to displace power which is already being generated carbon-free. So we really see this as a problem that we need to tackle with all the tools we have available, and that's solar, that's wind, and that's nuclear.
Well, unfortunately, our time is running short. I'd like to explore, perhaps at another time, delve deeper into this nuclear issue. But moving forward, based on your conversations, will Ann Arbor City Council endorse this carbon fee and dividend proposal?
Well, we hope so. We've yet to see. The City Council has taken a stand on issues that they feel the people of Ann Arbor would support, and while this is an issue which is kind of more on a national level than a local level, we hope that they will see that us speaking out and using our voice as a small community is important in the national conversation.
So in a very real way, it's kind of ceremonial, but putting forth an opinion and a desire, correct? So what has to happen after that for something like this plan, the carbon fee and dividend proposal, to take effect?
Well, what we need is support from the people of the United States. We need support from our legislators, and that really follows after the support of the people. And the most important thing is we need support from both sides of the aisle, and that's why we love this plan, is that we feel like it can be a cause that's taken up by legislators on both sides and become something that our whole nation can support.
Stephen, thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
That is Stephen Raymond, appointed to the Ann Arbor Energy Commission for a 3-year term in 2014. In his day job, Stephen is a PhD candidate in nuclear engineering at the University of Michigan. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It's a regular feature heard each Wednesday as part of Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU.